blessed one, was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, in a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in the natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of a lineage, it is so. O son of a lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lama danga jambe yonla chanse lo tangye lo dhe dhenye dhenye nita nanda rasebe jenye dhenye jenye 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 toga de basin.
Chodhye dhyaya dhyatam So today, you know, we are packing or, you know, pouring precious food into a precious container.
드르기 칼라시보드 드드루와라 드드르 가르고레살라.
So in order to put that precious food into a precious container, so what kind of you know container that should be?
대로 가서 뭐 계제 되지 주소 방어 생기되게 봐도 거봐서 주시디.
So that kind of container need to overcome the three defects that when we listen to the teachings.
어 이제 무슨 자제인 사람들 다 왔을 거는.
So there should be enough cause, you know, we are always talking about that. So that containers most, you know, dirtiest defect is the, you know, is a stinky container. So that means, you know, a listener's, you know, intention or the motivation is the key here. Like a clean container.
Today, you know, today, I'm going to say, today, the table is going to be changed. Today, I'm going to say, today, my time is going to be changed. Today, my time is going to be changed. Today,
So therefore, you know, we pretend or consider ourselves as a Mahayana practitioner. So, and also we are, you know, discussing about the Mahayana's practice, you know, Lamrim. So at least, you know, we should have a artificial, you know, altruistic mind that, you know, we are doing this to attain ourselves the enlightenment and as well as lead all the sentient beings into that state.
Ngo so ye jen de se de ben chu chu de xibi jen de se de no se de de wa chi go go de se go wa sa la.
So when we talk about you know, benefit all sentient beings, means that, you know, how can we benefit all the sentient beings, you know, from the Dharma viewpoint, it can be done through the mental training or the transformations only. So if we could able to do that, then, you know, mental happiness, you know, comes through the mind transformation or the training, then, you know, then mundane, you know, happiness, you know, it will come by product.
Do de na so gi chure chi ne chure chi de she gi re ne ka re de la ro ji ni gi de se la shi de yu tu gi ta da la ne gi ta ka le chi da de ne de re de de chi gi ne le go chi pe gi ni da go de chi go la.
So in short, we all try to motivate that, you know, in this 1 hour or 2 hours, I will try my best to, you know, to generate, you know, peace and happiness within ourselves and as well as all the sentient beings. So try to create that kind of, you know, strong motivation. We will try to create that thing for meditate for a moment.
So
we can do, you know, as best as we could, you know, visualize.
Tejungi kino cheba chenji senpe ma de kwa senpa she yushe ne jibu son je lanji rinpa la rinji dwenye ne sanje sala doje che lama no hatenbe ene shang chu lanji rinpa sengi tere yasa.
With that kind of strong motivation, you know, today we're going to listen to the, you know, three scope path to enlightenment, which is called the, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment in English translation, and in Tibetan it is called Changchub Lamri.
Tendukye shangchun langje rinpa sede, shuji ni juoji dang, je tsongkaba chenpe tuji ji shunga daba sede, nyangne kanga shuji de ne de dide, pa di shangchun jila, segore lada, tuji ji shunga sa. Nyangme juo chenpa da, kare nyanggo lama tsongkaba chenpa jengi, tuji ji shunga dabe, nanga sangmo sa la widwa.
So, this Lamrim practice is usually called great Indian master Atisha and the great Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, both, you know, essence of the teaching, you know, is, you know, this Lamrim considers.
Shilo Nyunji Kese Shesuna, Jizan Jambayu Yungo Sama Jiro Mochila Songjo.
So the you know, close lineage, if we search, then you know it's very close, you know, that Manjushri you know, transmit this teaching to Lama Tsongkhapa.
Jiro mochi korongi rangi yichi peta sungtani yunga kheba chene korongi rangso cheche de zawa nye reya maare san lada. De kare san korong palano na sungu di se jen jeyi mi yung ten le le ene le du shang chirin shang chulang chirin ma sunga ra mi yung se jen shuji jawa seta cheba na je mi de shung yung ten le le ni shang chulang chirin ma de chung jo re sunga re san lada korong rangi.
So this Lamrim is, you know, just not invent by, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. It is mentioned that, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that this Lamrim, you know, practice happened because of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions activities power. So if we got the intelligence and we really check through reasonings, then you know we can feel ourselves, you know, real fortunate that we got a chance to meet this kind of, you know, unmistaken, authentic, and, you know, path. So, you know, we should be really, really, you know, rejoice for ourselves. So, if somebody listening that a person don't have any, you know, any familiarities, then, you know, if we say like that, then that person could hear, like, you know, somebody is selling, you know, things, then he will make a lot of commentaries about the greatness of that merchandise. So maybe it, for some, it may feel like that, who has not familiarities. So why always in the beginning that talk about the greatness of the, you know, teaching? Because, you know, if you know, understand, and, you know, think about, then, you know, we will become fondness toward the teaching and closeness toward the teaching. Because of that, you know, we will generate strong curiosities and as well as, you know, eager to learn. So that is why, you know, always telling the greatness of the teachings. So, you know, he could do that, you know, last time when we left, immediately start from beginning from where we left last time. We can go through like that without, you know, talking about anything. But, you know, when we're done, then we, you know, we have nowhere to go. So, you know, so the thing, most important thing is that, you know, it more, you know, impact in our mind and as well as to affect whatever is will be effect to our mind. For us, that is, he is trying to. So, like usual, we Lamrim, you know, sum up into four chapters, and we are on the the fourth chapter, and we will go through where we left last time. So this fourth chapter itself also has, you know, two sub-chapters or the secondary chapters. Hope, you know, everybody remembers it. So these two sub-chapters, entire Lamrim is completed into these two chapters, you know, how to rely on the teacher, the root of the path, and, you know, how to lead students with the actual instruction.
So, first chapter
also has another six chapters. And the first chapter, you know, it deals with the, you know, qualification of the, you know, teacher or the instructor. So here it says the defining characteristic of the teacher. To be relied upon. So, you know, Rinpoche asking that, you know, all the teachers need to have these 10 qualities or not necessary. So, if somebody asks, what do you guys think?
So,
the argument here is that all the Lama doesn't need to have this 10 qualifications. These 10 qualifications only need to possess by the Lama who is leading his disciple or the pupils into this, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment through the, you know, three different scopes. So that kind of Lama, it need to have this 10 qualifications. So therefore, we need to distinguish. We need to know how to distinguish this.
So
we are on the fifth qualification of the master or the teacher that mentioned by the Maitreya in where sutra ornament. So far we cover, you know, four is three higher trainings.
네 대이 되네 이제 롱이 슈 생이 되네 봐
and on the top of that you know on the top of that
전혀 소용이 이 롱이 간대시에는 희에 초초 유행해 지고 살라다 다
On the top of that, you know, where is it? On the top of that, I am lost. So the three higher trainings, and on the top of that, the fourth is. Yeah, and you know, on the top of that, here it is wealth of scriptural knowledge.
당가도 되고 해야 되는다. 아니, 대뉴토비 싫어질 허바 치버진 남의 또 방사. 양도 대코난이 모두 주바 소중 대스. 대면하고 노리지 또 배추.
So now we go through the text. Knowledge of a reality refers to a special training in wisdom, the knowledge of the selflessness of phenomena. In another way, it is said to be best if the teacher have a perception of reality, but if they do not have it, it is acceptable for them to know reality through scripture and reasoning. Although teachers are endowed with these good qualities of the scripture, learning and knowledge, it is not enough for them to have good qualities that are equal to or lower than those of their students. Instead, they need quality that surpass those of their students. I read more than I need to. So we need to stop here. But if they do not have it, it is acceptable for them to know reality through scripture and reasoning.
때깔에서는 무슨 이 허버 싫어질 허버 카톨라요 돈이 또 배는 싫어질자 양때 관한이 또 버생인데 당 돈이 또 싫어라는 자송아 때 가르쳐봐 열에서 나와이 나왔을라다.
So above the three higher training, you know, that we already passed the wisdom. And here again, it is talking about the wisdom, you know, what is the differences is. So the difference is in this is that you know if you possess the you know higher training of knowledge, then you know you are not necessarily to possess the, you know, wisdom realizing selflessness knowledge. If you possess the wisdom realizing the selflessness knowledge, then you need to possess, you also possess the, you know, higher training of wisdom. So in here, Lamrim, you know, it is mentioned that a higher training, you know, wisdom, knowledge is refer to the, you know, wisdom realizing emptiness or selflessness. But, you know, in general, you know, it is not necessarily. Why? Because, you know, such as, you know, wisdom realizing the, you know, impermanence nature of the things and events, you know, this also you know, included in the higher training of knowledge or the concentration, but, you know, that is not the wisdom realizing selflessness. So why, you know, the higher training of wisdom or the knowledge is not necessarily the wisdom realizing the selflessness is if we know how, you know, that higher training of wisdom engage in the, you know, phenomena, things and events, if we know that, you know, relationship, then we will understand that it need not necessarily to be a knowledge of wisdom, realizing the knowledge of selflessness. So here, knowledge of reality, this thing is referred to as special training in wisdom, the knowledge of selflessness of phenomena. So if that you know, that kind of knowledge the master has, then it is the best. Otherwise, you know, in other way, in another way, it is said to be the best if the teacher have a perception of reality. Like mentioned here, through scripture and reasoning, you know, by, you know, listening and, you know, all those things. So here, it, how, you know, selflessness, you know, knowledge, and as well as the, you know, know reality through scripture and reasoning. So these two. So first, you know, how we, you know, realize the selflessness nature of phenomena is first, you know, somebody tell you that, you know, phenomena are selflessness.
mi yezu le tawa na yi ji xeba de yi tong yi ji tong yi de la ni xin ni ngu su ce ma se go lo da
so with you heard this thing and you contemplate on that again and again and you know through different reasonings you know and you contemplate and meditate and eventually you know we will have inferential, you know, not a, you know, not a direct, you know, but the inferential cognition. It will arises. Then you meditate on this thing through, you know, analytical meditation, and gradually when you have the, you know, direct perception of the selflessness of phenomena, like, you know, our naked eye, we can see like a flower, you know, directly, like that kind of, you know, valid, you know, direct perception occurs, then you know you have attained the knowledge of selflessness of phenomena.
Tendri gi lo pare de wasong che do as ne tananga ba de la te song ba khono chi yego gore song do as.
So there are three different stages, and you know this knowledge of reality and need to be possessed by the master, so that knowledge of reality can be any three of this, at least any three of this.
Chidang, hiji gangjo don da, tuni gangjo don se de dagma le da, hiji se de gangjo mi yizu le tawa na hiji gangjo yere sa.
So, need to know that, you know, meditation on emptiness and meditation on compassion is different, you know, when we meditate. When we meditate on compassion, we can meditate like, you know, our meditation object. We can perceive directly through our naked eye, looking at our form like that, we can meditate.
Tanga pa tende ta chupa de jong tanga lo win da an de ta lo do da chupa de khare de sa na ani lama de lhoma le yin de hawa chi go re so re ale.
So the sixth is, you know, that instructor or the lama need to be, you know, need to be more, possess more knowledge than the students.
That's the reason why. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. Lama le me ba ta nyang ba me cho pe es. Yen de la ba shi go de za shi ji chong le es. Me ba ten be me ta nyang ji shi es. Teka tenbe, teka boba se, tenbe suana ne se, zuwa tenbe tamba taban ju se, teshi dabe zuwa tenba sha se. Ale me logo kamindu mindu, ale tambu teba di jilu ro chita.
So this is the sixth qualification. Although teacher are endowed with this good qualities of the scriptural learning and knowledge, it is not enough for them to have good qualities that are equal to or lower than those of their students. insist the neat qualities that surpass those of their students.
The gobi yedela gobi jese karisana ini zahi ji tsongle se de song de ani soso le yede me ba chi de so na soso ji ji yede te se yo de ma nyang do re yeso ma.
So, you know, why the teacher need to be surpassed those of their student, because you know here the verses about friends, Mitra Vargas says, if you know the teacher's knowledge is not surpassed those of their students, then you know their knowledge would be degenerate.
So so the yet chiba chicha chita sona so so le yet theba ke ke yong mar so na ne do res ra ja de do res.
If the students rely on the teacher whose knowledge are equal those of their students, then you know a student will not gain any extra knowledge. It will remain wherever they are.
Soso le thawa chi so ten de tamba thoba ji soso le thawa ji ten so na ani de no yin yin de thogu re so do.
So if students rely on surpass knowledge of their students, then their knowledge also increase. So because of all this reason, Lama's knowledge would be should be greater than their students.
So
if you rely on whoever is superior, truly pacified, and endowed with ethical discipline, and So if one's ethical behavior is really good, then you will also your external behavior would be improve, and if their meditation concentration is superior than yours, then you will also you will also happen going to happen as a saint.
Shiro chichu denba yi zu gan yi de de na zu ye jian qie zu ju xie sun bi xie lao shi de ba de luo luo cai yin luo cai yin ge de.
So we're going to read through, as I think you didn't say to read, but I guess
ge xie pu chong a se de guo de ba de luo da.
We're going to read through now whatever people says. People generate by relying on those inferior to themselves. By relying on equal, they stay the same. By relying on those superiors, they attain excellence. Thus, relying on those who are superior to yourself. If you rely on whomever is superior, thoroughly pacified and endowed with ethical discipline and exceeding wisdoms, you will become superior even to those who are superior.
Take it so, Lobasun, you intend that the education in the Tesona, Ronnie Gigi Lobasun, you intend the Jagore, said the Tendatari.
So, in short, if we rely on a teacher who who is engaging in practice of three higher trainings, concentration, and ethics or the morality, and wisdom. So, if we rely on that kind of teacher, then, our ethical discipline and wisdom and, meditation, concentration also, enhance or get better.
Te jinsen mabu shuidu, te jinsen kare sa na, nga sun yungun te sun lo kongshi te shu che chao yin sa na, ene, tuwa ngenpa chi ta che na kwa tan cha cho cho yari sa na, sun yari sa la da.
So, there is a good reason, because, we are so much, habituated or get used to with our, three defilements. If we associate with bad ethical people, then we are so susceptible. It's really easy to influence us, without any efforts, because we are so habituated. That's a good reason.
In some showing it on your lama jita mate, shuji tozo chego do asana.
So in this way, we need to be really, careful that, we should not rely or, or associate with, some kind of, bad ethical or, weird teacher.
Tanga zhe kari che gur san de ge xi pu chung yin de song duo ni pu chung ye tan ban de lo ji sian zan na ni de lang a ni ya ta wa yin song ba tan sa ni ge xi pu chung ye ni tan ba ko ma de se ge lo ji na ta lo ni de do le mi be ya ta che ni de jin le ga ge xiao ba de na wo ye le song duo.
So at the end that Geshe Pichungpa said, when I heard the hear the stories of the excellent person, I emulate them.
Kadamba Geshe Tajiwa Tezendwa, Gane Radibi Gimbo Nalas, any meeting she is on Batas, any eating Labala, any me yada she goes.
And also,
Geshe Taji was a Kadambi Gihiro.
Geshe Taji, is also a Kadamba master, also said, I.
Rajin Singh did it all, Peggy Gumba.
Okay. I imitate the elder of the Reading monastic community. Thus, you must emulate those who's got good qualities surpass your own. So we will go through where we left.
Alengi tombo mahasa do, ini ngasun tu kan lekan tak hitam ini dah. Tombo tubo di cedang ini niye debo suci doa, niye debo suci orang. Tombo tubo di lal haba sange, tiga ni ni longgi suci. Ini tiga ni ni dah haba sange tu tubo debo suci doa.
So, this first six quality is very, easy to remember. So, it is a three higher
haba sangchi, tibwa na yini tenyi toba singi chi jachi, tunyi toba.
Three higher knowledge.
Tibwa na longi shubwa singi chi. Long kare dana, dana chocho yenge.
And thoroughly pacified and having good qualities that surpass those of the students.
Tibwa na yini yedin haba sidi, yini dija le lama te yedin hagu guduwas.
And the wealth of knowledge from studying many scriptures. So these six are easy to remember.
Te tupo te kete majego lama koron le ya goya chi re doa.
So these six, you know, lama need all these six qualities.
Tanji doa tenson del te son doa. Te te tupo te ne rangi tobi yin ten no wa son doa. Te se de ale deja koron le kecha mishi ya chan lama koron le goya yin ten te re doa.
So, so this six, not related to the students, just need by the teachers.
And
now left four qualities. So these four qualities is, you know, to lead a quality that lead others. So first we will try to finish this, you know, 10 qualities of the teacher. Then, you know, we will do the question answers.
Lama yin ji san zi mi yin ten te se, ten yang chi ki to se, tu no de ba chi yu mi tu shin se, ro yu dung e sha ki ma se la, yin ji to ba yin la po mi te, chi yu den ba ten pe tu wa zi, jie sun ba ta se, de ba chi lo.
So we will read through the text. These six qualities, being disciplined, serene, and thoroughly pacified, having good qualities that surpass those of the students, the wealth of knowledge from studying many scriptures, and truly knowledge of reality are the good qualities obtained for oneself, the teacher's own self. And the remaining qualities, four remaining qualities, being energetic, having skills in instruction, possessing loving concerns, and abandoning dispiritedness are the good qualities for looking after the students or other. Further, it says, sage do not wash away sins with water. They do not clear away beings suffering with their hands. They do not transfer their own knowledge to other. They liberate by teaching the truth of reality.
Jela la ma no aten ji sin zin ba ma to ba sa de pa chi tu ba su me do sa do te pa de chi ta.
So thus Buddhas perform no action such as washing away others' sin with water.
Te gi nyang ga de ka de ne de gi chi gi de ka ne. Ini sanjegi tenchesi kandiri sesona inchi minji di chi de tangul lada, sanje koronu sunjo resa lada.
So, this, you know, stanza or the verses is very important because, you know, if somebody asks, you know, how Buddha, you know, how Buddha liberate sentient beings. If somebody asks, then we need to answer this stanza and, you know, up to here. So, you know, this is said by Buddha himself.
So
So it could be the same thing in English, but you know, when you read in the Tibetan, it don't need a further interpretation. It is very easy to understand that, you know, Buddhas cannot wash away the, you know, sentient being sins with water, and nor they cannot remove suffering with Buddha's hand.
Ani sanje korongi juju toba de ngasol ma chala te na jin ji poe yore sene yo ma re sun dwa.
And also Buddhas cannot transfer their knowledge or the qualities to the sentient beings.
Tawa na sanje ki sanje ta kare che se de ni chue thang ji denba me ba. Dan ji chue ji denba den be chua che se de khatu ko le so na ni tumba ni ten ne ni kare dipa le je go re so ro.
So then how Buddha help, you know, a sentient being is Buddhas liberate by teaching the truth of reality. That means Buddha will teach the, you know, emptiness, and, you know, the people, you know, study, meditate on the emptiness. And through that, you know, sentient beings are liberated.
The Jehi Jena, the Shuji Rebena, Shunjun Sora, Yolanda, Datanja, to be Shira Tendoson, Sanji Chuk, and Richie Sonaya, Sanji Jilatuni to be Shira Chi, with Tandala Sonsanji Timasioma.
So if one, you know, make a commentary in this thing, you know, precisely, then, you know, it is so, so vast. Like, you know, like I mentioned in the Shantideva's, you know, Bodhicharya Avatara, it says that, you know, Buddhas liberate sentient beings, by teaching the truth of emptiness, and also all the Buddha's teaching, you know, teaching are solely to realize the, you know, emptiness. So, you know, all the, you know, other teachings, these vast teachings, are aim to realize the truth of reality or the emptiness.
Koi nanga kupa dodo ban kase shi asona ni dipa la khatu mosu khatu changen tu nyu tu bishara oro ti tan da resa la.
So why? Because, you know, when you realize the emptiness, you see the true nature of things and events, then, you know, it will, you are released from the obscurations. And also, you know, realization of emptiness is the only thing that directly, you know, counteract with the, with the, you know, fundamental ignorance.
Then I'm also shooting over the Chechu here that wants to swim into a lavish, but shooting over Chico, Katu Koraji Joe, the Tetunich Zoyerta.
So if we have a time, we can really sum up, you know, and, you know, it can pinpoint how, you know, emptiness affect the, you know, fundamental ignorance. We can do that, but we don't have a time right now.
Shuman and Chanan Soye, Sanjay, you send you to Kanda Zigore, says on a engineer, you know, they don't to Sarabas a lot. They don't turn a minute, then a Nanchi Dodo, Sanjay Kore, Katamame, but the Gumbatamame, but the Hijan and Jayang, Rani Koronali to Guichi. Tata didn't want to, Jen Shena, Papa the Demon, the Hitchway, Jerez, and the DC, the Korean.
So this, you know, up to further it says, and up to sin with water, this up to here is very important thing. So, you know, if you can answer how Buddha, you know, benefit the sentient being is through whatever Buddha himself said in here. So, so, you know, if you could able to answer like that to the other, if somebody asks you how Buddha benefit all the sentient being, then you can answer, you know, whatever mentioned here. So that indicates that, you know, we ourselves need to work hard, you know, and realize the truth of reality. Otherwise, you know, Buddha will show the path. If we don't work, then nothing gonna happen. So that is straight.
Karchen ma jang kon chu thi dog se ke te mdu asla te ni chi hi sam.
So here it didn't mention that, you know, you do whatever you want, and you know, you take refuge in Buddha, then Buddha will take care of all your things, you know, this kind of, you know, not mentioned here.
Tantri yi mul jen la ni chue ten ba la deja la chue ten ba la ni chue ten yi la ma ten ni pe na nga chung yin kha de bo ma ke ba ji go re song do tong bo de.
So then we, you know, then, so other than looking after other by accurately showing them the path. So, you know, the last four is skill in instructing discipline.
Then the better one is ma ke ba ne se do jeda zui ren ba la ke xin yin su ni dian di ji luo le jie wa la zuo wo se do.
So we read through the text again. Other than looking after others by accurately showing them the path, among the four qualities of looking after other, skill is instructing discipline, referred to being both skilled in the process of leading disciples and adept that causing them to understand.
Ma song yu di ni ko de bo nyu de bo ni pa re ma thu gi tone chi ni ti ma thu bi gan la jin ni tan da me ngi sin hin bo chong chong gi dong da wo ma yin ba ni tan da yin di ji ji le te thu yin chi go le song do.
So the main thing is here is, you know, when you teach, it is, you know, it really enchanting, or, you know, really easy to listen, and also, you know, it make impact in the students' mind stream, and also, you know, the subject itself is, you know, not mistaken, and it is not, you know, wrong. Systematic, in the sequence or whatever, what is before, what is after, it is all, you know, all rightly, you know, presented. And like that, need to have like that, not like, you know, telling a kind of story. It's very kind of fascinating, but, you know, nothing impact in the students' mind stream, that doesn't help.
Dengone ro wala de tijin wo sogi pe leje de jing yin na jin de kha de bo me yin de zhen xie ran yin ni ma dong yin yang kha de bo yin al de da xie de mo bo yin de yong ro wala da de jing ga ge jian de jiao ji gu du.
So like, you know, both defects need to be overcome. That like some giving a lecture, you know, some giving a lecture really kind of, you know, fascinating, but at the end, you didn't get any point there. But some are not that, you know, but, you know, there is a point, but way the lecturer present is kind of here and there from everywhere, and it is not, you know, kind of, what to say, not liking to listen. I need to overcome this too, you know, the need to have a kind of skill to present things to the instruction to the pupil. So Rinpoche is curious that, you know, here it says the process of leading disciples and adopt this, that causing them to understand, you know, what you guys understand from this.
So in the lol then lol jiwa la so said jala de kola pa jeyin yin jiwa bo na wuchi pei le tne go go san de.
So adapt that causing them to understand, in Tibetan it says that like giving a thing to you that you can really have it, something like that. Need to be understand something like that. So then the second is possessing loving concern. This possessing loving concern refers to having a pure motivation for giving the teachings. That is, the teacher teaches with the motivation of love and compassion and does not look for gain, respect, and so on. So like mentioned before in the relying on the teachers that, you know, you need to respect the teachers and make the offerings and do the services and like that to the teacher. You know, here it says, you know, doesn't look for gain, respect, and so on. So this doesn't contradict, because, you know, a teacher itself, they don't look for this kind of thing. But from the disciple's side, you know, if they do that, you know, that benefit
for the disciples.
So nowadays here, you know, giving many teachings and the audience have to purchase the, you know, ticket or the suggested donation, like fee, you know, that kind of need to pay. So, you know, what kind of, you know, opinions you guys have for that kind of thing. So there's a doubt, you know.
Bodo Chitambi chu hi ji xie de se, le su ji jang da ge xie ma nyong se, nruwa nyang taba me, nruwa nyang taba me ba me song, dawa xie go ba yin ba na song doa. Deba de jilo, jiri.
So we read through the text, you know, continue. Podowa said to Echengava, son of Limo, however, many teachings I have explained, I have never taken pleasure in even a single thanks. All beings are helpless. A teacher should be like this.
Tandur Chiguri Songdo, Jinsen Karasana, then a Gishipoto, Yishanga, Lassum, the Shanga, the Limipasig Mido, Kurung Aman Limin, Chisewe Mido, Limipasa. Ani geshi poto wa ku chu kande jeshi na yon, mu zhenda chi nga la tuji chi chi seya yon sona yon, soso gechi dhagi se di dabu jo maniyo sa, tuji chi san chi la dabu jo maniyo. Nyan jen duwa, nyan thapa mi ba chi ya mu duwa sa, tanda ki tujin songwe ya duwa.
So this poto and Chengabar are, you know, instructor and the students. So son of Limo means that, you know, Chengabar is, you know, son of... his mother's name is Limo, so the teacher said to the son of Limo as Chengava, and said that, you know, I have explained many teachings, but he didn't care for the even a thank you, just a word, forget about the, other things. So like here, teacher should be like this.
Tei kinglo la sanje la ji 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 ge zewa kin la han ji ma do jin ke ke mun do as la da ge shi poto wa yi chu song ya da.
So like this here, ge shi poto wa, you know, when he teach, you know, as mentioned here, you know, teaching with loving concern, that's all his motivation is.
So the
third one, energetic, refers to constant delight in others' welfare. It means, you know, to teach with enthusiasm.
Did you want to tundri? Any tundri said any gender shepherd gow, draw, to let you go to a tundri thing, to let you get a tungo gala draw. Any Jerashi Kondogi Gihadubal, a toy, in the same time, but you go to a.
So, you know, like in the sixth perfection, you know, enthusiasm is referred to the, you know, fondness or delighted to the Dharma.
Ani chupa tere da tha, chua pamba singe tere. Chua pamba ne, ani yang yang chepa mingye wa te es, chi pi kashi zowa wosa. Chu kati se na kalemi mu kati se na yang she tunge chi gu do.
So the last one is has abandoned depravedness. Is it? Dispiritedness referred to never being tired of giving an explanation again and again to bearing the hardships of the explaining. So this come into the practice of patience or the
perseverance.
So this four, first is first is skill in instructing discipline is the first one, and second is what is the second? Discipline.
좋아.
And possessing a loving concern. Second.
제바데 전제세 디전디 단제바. 갈레디오 통해.
And third is energetic.
다시바세 숨바. 제바데 좋아 방바.
And fourth is abandon dispiritedness.
강의 가서 뒤에 또 노조 통해.
So, you know, to teach, you know, how dumb the student is, asking again and again for 1,000 times, and, you know, come in a daytime, morning time, evening time, any time, you know, but, you know, teacher who has abandoned dispiritedness, you know, he will always welcome his student. That mm-hmm. is the quality.
근데 얘한테 주던데 메라마지라로 전에다 가서 이따 가르쳐 고슬어다.
So like mentioned here, if one the teacher who possess all this kind of quality, we met a teacher who possess all this kind of 10 quality, then what do we have to do? What are we going to do?
알티엔체 어디바로 도바스케 해서 말하다 해는 그냥 이렇게 지죠.
So these are the 10 qualities of the Mahayana teacher. So you know, so we meantime we will you know discuss, you know, if you guys have any questions or doubts or comments or thoughts or whatever, you know, you want to listen.
Yes, we've been having a conversation, some of us, about the fact that all spiritual attainments come through the teacher. That without a teacher, there aren't no spiritual attainments, and I think we have experiences of this. And yet she says that all the teacher does is teach what the student has to learn. So what is it that's essential that the teacher provides that you cannot find, say, in a book or by trial and error or some other way? Why is it that the teacher is so necessary? We know that this is the case. Why?
Ta kogi tuwa dila. Labiela ini ta karisa gore ta. Ta duje gyugi ta karisa gore tokba. Ta yunden samalo ini lekja tsama ani gewe shinye la tene chungpare lage duos. Gewe shinye la tene chungpare lage du. Yan de la ani karsu gore tum nandi wa chui tuku mare gindi su chigi mare ani chunye denpa tene susu rangi kale gyamne trio gore stendis lage duos. Ani de indi tsamba pena chik karsu gore chik susu ki teblo, pechalo, dindis cheni ya ta chik chugu yunden do tebegi yunden do pejalo de chene yunde chigre was and de zam pejalo wa zam membegi mixe gi pejalo wa na chapchi do inji minji gegen ji gogu yebe junsen de karere ne gegen de ge pendo kare yong go res do jin sa ta
penero wa pena chiron da go ji giro wa chuen de ne ji tawa ni ne menge gi 매와티 처럼이 합도 그 데데 같이 샤는 샤도지 롱이에서나 철로 소화관에 지제살라다 된다지 베티 게 기에 마대야지
So it is a first just a question for you that you know you have never heard of Lamrim before and no any familiarities and you have no teachers And all of a sudden, you saw a Lamrim text, and then you read it. Then what kind of, you know, a feeling or experience you will get at that time?
Ben and Demi Zilaha Jada, Ben Ro. Tanda, Chula Nang Chuyu Tono Kwa Leba De Ro. Chuyu Kati Chonsu Se Sona, Nga, Kye Kye Le Sikang,
So, like this, if somebody asks you, you know, uh, when did you, you know, start practicing Buddhism? Then, you know, what are you going to say? So, like Rinpoche himself, you know, when he was in his, you know, native place in Tibet, he memorized some, you know, prayers, and, you know, he is reciting all those prayers. But, you know, he is just a mere, you know, dry words, like a parrot, you know, talking. Don't understand any meaning, just talking like that. Then later on he come to, you know, to the monastery, and, you know, he got a teacher, and he study under him, and then gradually, you know, he knows everything. When he recite the prayer, he know all the meanings. When he open some kind of, you know, book, then he read, he understand whatever, you know, what is said in there, all the meanings. Even though he don't implement, you know, he don't practice, live a God with it, but, you know, at least he can, you know, he can able to interpret it, you know, and have a pretty good understanding what is said in the book. Mm-hmm. So all this is because of the kindness of his teacher. Otherwise, you know, he couldn't able to have that.
Mm-hmm.
所以，and also what he think is
多拜钱的给些些哪里的，多拜几里钱没些给些些哪边呢？
The realizations, you know, without relying on a teacher, you don't able to have any realization. Because, you know, mentioned he, such as, you know, you read the, you know, all the, you know, commentaries of the, you know, front generation stage and completion generation stage of Yamantaka. And you know all the rites and the rituals, and you know all the visualizations and everything, merely studying on the book. And, you know, if you try to practice according to the knowledge of those books, even though you have clear understanding from the book, how much you meditate on that, you will never gonna realization, you know, at all. To order to have a you know, obtain a realization, you need to have the unbroken lineage, you know, empowerment and the transmission from a living, you know, master.
Then understand that then in chi yi ge kuron to nan lo jo tan ba de ni toma ka ni 간인의 편도전의 종교사에서는 아니 토마크로 나서에는 강화된 예습으로 되는 것도네 아니 유대의 번지는 자조지를 말해 레오아스라다. 근데 주소께 좀 신나요.
So like, you know, the mundane knowledge, like you know, English literature, like, you know, whatever, if all the English literature cannot be mundane, but, you know, like our English language is a good example. So, like our English language, you know, how all this English language knowledge, you know, pass by, because, you know, there is a first one who show to somebody A, B, C, D like that. From that person's, you know, showing the A, B, C to that students, and then that show to the another, they show to another, and like that, you know, this English language knowledge come into being.
Then I'm going to say, the logic is the Then, lama jin da jin ne ben de chu yin gong ti jin ne ben da ba de yin lang de ben de yong chi de ge jin ne gong to ba jin ne na nga ka ri jin ne ma jin ne to ba jin ne jie me de ka ri yin na sen lama le shi de ni lama yin ni chuan lama kan de ba sen chang ka jin ne nga lama de de ni ni chuan gang wa ding lama su ye su song do gang ding lama de nga de nga so pa yi le ni ma ani ju mo ani ani ji ye su ni de ani de chuan gang de gang ge me song do ni de chuan ge su yin ji de jian de gang shu song do jian le jian de me ni de la to ba chung bi lo ju ye su
So, and there's a story, you know, that, you know, there is a teacher and a disciple, and teacher teaching to the disciple the Lamrim, you know, step by step through the experiential, you know, instruction. So, you know, and at the end, the student meditate. How much he meditate, you know, he has having no realizations. Then the teacher, student asks to the teacher that I meditate that much and there's no any realization. So far none. So what mistake I have done. And then the teacher think about and then, you know, how many lamas you got? And, you know, student says this and this and this. And then, you know, then the lama asks, who teach you the, you know, alphabets at the beginning? And the student said, oh, there is one old nun in my village, and she is the one who teach me the first, you know, ABCD. And the teacher said, oh, then, you know, did you meditate, include in your merit field in the meditation? So he said, no. So you gotta do that. Now on, you meditate that nun who teach you the alphabet in the center of your merit field, and you meditate and let us see. And then, you know, he do that, you know, meditation.
So,
you know, so at the end, the student got a realization, and, you know, like us, you know, like Rinpoche said, like us, you know, like him, you know, he know that, you know, the root of all the goodness is the rely on the teacher. We know that, but, you know, we are not holding firm on it. You know, we are not practicing, and, you know, not, you know, living a God, so, you know, like us, you know, we have no any realization so far.
Chulu kesi mare ngo tsong pena soso gi pena loju tenge gi ni gen de misi gi semba rajin gi semba lele ndo chi shira yong mo do ala da ten de yong sona ko rani gi sem ji den de ni gen la kuba de che sona misi gi shin lo do chi jo yo ro sala shin lo semba lele cha chi
So, you know, so far, you know, when we met our teacher, you know, our mind is not really kind of calm down and in peace. are pacified. So, you know, if we really implement, then, you know, we ourselves getting closer to our teacher, and when in his presence, our mind will be really pacified and calm, and, you know, unusual experience can occur.
So, just as another one, that, alojan, pa soso ki pena cewan deki, pena nyosol pa sana tone, ini korajane, ini kado pento jane yosha, kado yosha sana, ini kinju cicia dalada.
So, you know, we turn over and look back in our life, you know, how, you know, we came through until now.
So, like
Rinpoche himself, you know, we all have a kind of, you know, fault that, you know, whatever, you know, things come and occur at the present, we just hold for that. We not look back or front, you know, just looking on whatever is front of you at the present. So, you know, we not either look back or either look further than that, you know. We think, you know, that could be the real fault of ours. So any more?
Our time is past.
So like at the end we will, you know, have a deep admiration toward those, you know, great masters, you know, and generate some aspirations toward those great master, and, you know, hoping to become like those, you know, teachers in the future. So that kind of, you know, hope or the admiration with that we end this session. And if we able to do that, you know, we will gain something and make some imprint in our mind stream, and gradually, you know, we will be better. If there's no any harm, you know, for us by doing that. If you know, there is a, like a lie detector or a scientifically check, you know, if it is, you know, there is a fault or not in the lamrim, you know, Rinpoche really wanna check it out and show.
Thank you. Chanting,